That's absolutely right. There's no question about it. As Senator Warren has said, this is a point of principle. I fully agree with her on that. This is about the oath that they all have taken. Every member of Congress, every senator has taken to defend, protect the Constitution at this critical moment in this constitutional crisis. If they do not engage in this kind of impeachment inquiry, they will be complicit in this attack on our democracy. That's strong language, but I really believe that if they do not go down this road of looking at this question of whether or not the president has committed impeachable offenses, and there is more than sufficient evidence to justify that impeachment inquiry. We've argued there was more than sufficient evidence before this Mueller report came out, but now there's even more that we know of. And you know, look, so they want to look at it solely from the political perspective, and they want to put party over country in light of that. But even from the political perspective, it is just wrong to make the analogy to the Clinton impeachment process. Really, the analogy is to the Nixon impeachment process here. This is far worse than Watergate. And at the time that the impeachment process began in the House Judiciary Committee under President Richard Nixon at the time, less than 30% of the public supported the start of those impeachment hearings. Yet day after day, the House Judiciary Committee engaged in that process. We had impeachment hearings for the country to see time after time how unlawful Richard Nixon had been. And the public came around, the public understood what was at stake, and the House Judiciary Committee voted on articles of impeachment. That's what has to happen now. Impeachment hearings need to be started now, and the Congress has a responsibility to live up to its oath to defend our Constitution.